Good morning, Rabbi Sai. Our limud of halacha every day is as a zchus refuah for Yosef Dov ben Chayla, Yishtav refuah shleim b'korev, v'sosho choyli Yisrael. So what we're up to is as follows, that malacha on Yom Tov is also like Shabbos, except for Oichol Nefesh, and we decided from the droshes that we learned, so from Chazal, that that's Mishas Li Shova Eilech. That the malachas that I'm allowed to do in the preparation of food is from lishov eilech, which means kneading. And then after I've kneaded and I've formed my dough, then I need to light a fire in order to put it in the oven or to cook the food on the top. I need to light a fire. After that, I'm going to do bishul. So the kneading is mutter. Now, so the immediate preparation just before the food goes onto the fire is mutter. Then the lighting of the fire, the cooking, the baking, the eating, obviously. In other words, there's no shaylus or mukta. And also hoitzor, which means I'm going to take the food from somewhere to somewhere else. Either because earlier on in the process I needed ingredients, and therefore I wanted to go across the road and get some ingredients from my neighbour in order to bake what I need. Or after I've baked, I want to send a challah I want to send a challah around, I want to send a cake around to my children, I want to send a challah to the Rav, whatever it is. And therefore, hoitzor is also. So therefore, I've got here havora, I've got hoitzor, and I've got melachas, which are associated with the immediate baking, the immediate cooking, immediately beforehand. And therefore, so that's as far as the droshes that we've learnt from the Pesukim of Oichol Nefesh. Now, Chazal came along, Chazal were worried. Chazal said as follows, that we learnt that the Oynishim, the punishments for Melachos on Yom Tov, are much less severe than for Shabbos. Shabbos b'mezid is Skila, Yom Tov b'mezid is Malkus. On Shabbos, b'shoigeg is chatos, and b'shoigeg, there is no oynish in Bezdin for a shoigeg. So, right, plus, there is a heter v'eichel nefesh. There are melochas that I'm allowed to do on Yom Tov that I'm not allowed to do on Shabbos. And therefore, Chazal started getting worried that people will be mezalzel in Yom Tov. They'll say that Yom Tov isn't as severe, it's not as important, it's not as, we don't have to be as careful with our worry about doing melachos on Yom Tov as Shabbos. And therefore, Chazal brought in certain takonos in order to protect the kedusha of Yom Tov. One of the things that they brought in was that this principle that anything that you could have done before Yom Tov, and you lose nothing in terms of quality by doing it on the day before, you can't do on Yom Tov. So this is the Mishnah about Ein Sodin Dogim in Abibim. You can't go fishing on Yom Tov. Why? Because you could fish on Erev Yom Tov, catch your fish, and put it in the bath, as some people do with the carp on Pesach. Yeah, so you could put it in the bath, or you keep it in a goldfish bowl or whatever it is, and it can stay alive for the next day, and then you can kill it on Yom Tov and you can eat it. So therefore, a malocha that you could have done, is there any malocha that you could have done yesterday, but would not be as good today as it would be if you'd done it yesterday? And the Gemara gives the example of Shechita in those days, that if you shecht and the meat is 24 hours old, the meat is old from yesterday, it's not as good as the meat from today. Bismanom, they didn't have fridges, they didn't have freezers. So in those days, the meat would deteriorate by the second day as compared to the first day. Therefore, shechita is mutter on Yom Tov. You're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, l'tzorech eichel nefesh, because you want to eat it on Yom Tov. So that was one of the takonas that Chazal brought in order to protect the kedusha of Yom Tov, was that anything that could be done before Yom Tov, and you don't lose anything in terms of value and quality and freshness, that has to be done before Yom Tov, which is why we only do Milisha Ve'elech, because you can grind and you can prepare your flour from the wheat on Erev Yom Tov and use the wheat on Yom Tov. And therefore, there's nothing to lose by doing it Erev Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't grind on Yom Tov. You can't make flour on Yom Tov because you can use the flour that was made on Erev Yom Tov. So that's one of the klolim that we have in Meleches Yom Tov, is anything that could have been done just as well yesterday, you can't do today.
So, Torah Way, Northwest London.
Monday, Chof Aleph Eor, the 19th of May, Rabbi Eli Goldstein Shlita, Common Brochus Dilemmas. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by Family Gross, L'chwe Simchas HaVamitzvah of Yitzi Gross, which took place on Shabbos Pashas Emor, Yerotzon Shiyizko Horev is kind of Rav Nachas Mi'imenu U'mikol Yoytze Chalutzeim, and there's a schus for the Chayolim and for the hostages that they should have a Yeshua Bekorov.
You start this again?
No, that's fine. Just put this one.
Oh, new thing?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Good morning. Today I'd like to discuss a very interesting topic. When I was thinking about talking about this, I thought it was very common. And then as I prepared it more, and then I started thinking about it more and more, I realized how common it is, the shayla. In fact, the climax was last night, I got to my supper, and I realized how these shaylas mamash anege almost every single meal. You know, it could be 5-6 times a day, these shaylas which we're going to discuss anege. The topic we're going to discuss is the following. We know that the Gemara says, also le'odom chiyena a person can't get hano from this world without brocha, and therefore all macholim, all hano, achilas need to have brocha. Now, we also know you can't just start the day and do all the brochas, hoetz adoma, mezoyne shahakol, and that's it. You're sorted for the rest of the day. That's good. But the question is, what exactly is the gedder? When I make a mezoyne in the morning, let's say I have a piece of cake. When does that last till? What does that last till? You have a piece of cake over here. If I now brought some crackers out, would you need to make a new mezonos? Or would the mezonos cover that already? I'll just bring a few cases at the beginning just to bring up what we're talking about. A few examples. Let's say you get home from work and you're a bit hungry, so you take out some biscuits from the cupboard. Then you realize afterwards, you know, I'm still hungry and supper's not ready. Have some cake. Does that need new mezonos? About this, I'm having a coffee at home, Erev Shabbos. Someone knocks at the door and brings a tray of sweets. They're coming for Shabbos, and I want to have some sweets. They're both shahakol. Do I need to make a new brocha? Or does my shahakol on the coffee cover the sweets? Another case, you're sitting down for supper, and then you decide, you know what, I'm going to have dessert today. You already made a shahakol on the chicken. Does the dessert, ice cream, let's say, does that require a new brocha? Shaila is, how far does each of your brochas reach? Obviously, it's very important nafkimina, because if a person makes a brocha when they weren't mechuyev, it's a brocha vatola. And if he was mechuyev to make a brocha and he didn't, so the Gemara says someone who eats from that brocha is kilu is goyis of my kodesh broch. Let's start off with a Gemara, and then we're going to move into three categories. The Gemara Yishalmi says the following. The person takes in his hand a turmusin, he takes in his hand some kidneys, a bean, and he has das to eat this. And then it drops from his hand, and it becomes disgusting, so he can't eat this bean anymore. He needs to make a new broch on any other food he has, even if it's the same broch. Ask Gemara, what's the difference between that and amasamayim? What's amasamayim? Amasamayim is, you have a channel of water, you make the brocha. Now the water that's in front of you right now, as you're making the brocha, it's not going to be the same water by the end of the brocha. Let's say your brocha takes 10 seconds. So this water's moved along, and this is new water. Ask the Gemara, when I picked out the turmesin, why does it make a difference if this drops? Let me eat from the other things in front of me. Explain to the Gemara there's a difference. When it comes to the amasamayim, when it comes to the channel of water, my intention always was that the brocha should be on whatever water is in front of me when it gets to me, when I finish my brocha. When it comes to turmesin, my intention was that the brocha should be on the thing in my hand. Al Kaponim, we see from that Gemara, first of all, as we see the beginning of Rishvav, in Rishvav Hey, that a person should ensure that he has the food in front of him when he makes the brocha. Shouldn't just make mezonos and then go to a cupboard and take something to eat. Also, you see that das helps you. That even though it wasn't in front of you, b'shas the brocha, if you intended that it should be in front of you, and it's dependent on you, then you'll be able to, that brocha will work. Now, there's three categories about where your bracha at all, which we're going to discuss today. I'm going to do two extremes first and then the middle. Two extremes. If you have mefurish das, you say, I'm making a mezonos, you say in your head, as I'm making mezonos, this should work for any mezonos I'm going to be eating in the future. Wherever it comes from, wherever it should be, that will cover anything.
How long?
Good, how long? So now, how long?
72 minutes.
No, 72 minutes, that's by Brocha Achrona. By Brocha Shona, as long as you're not Mesiach Das, you don't change your mind and you decide, I'm stopping to eat, that Brocha will last till then. Now, what we're not discussing today is when you, let's say, you leave the Mokum. Shina Mokum is another Shir, that's something else. Assuming you stay in the same place, then the Brocha will last as long as you intend to eat. The second you decide, you know what, I'm finished eating, that's it, you're going to need a new Brocha. Now, so that's really the best thing to do. The Ramah already says that really, he says this in Rishvav, hey, Toiv Lizol HaChilo Yisdat Al Koma Shaviloi. The best thing is to have intention on anything which they're going to bring to you, which will cover anything. So we'll see, at the end of the day, that's going to be the best thing. Always when you make a bracha, you make a shakel, you should think, whatever is going to come to my way, I want the shakel to work for. And then Kol Zman, I'm still osuk in eating, I haven't decided I'm not eating anymore, the bracha will work. So for example, again, I sit down, have a coffee, and I make the bracha shahakal, and I think in my head that this bracha should work for anything that comes my way. So it helps if I decide, you know, now I want a sweet from the cupboard, now I want another shahakal, whatever it be, from the cupboard. It will help when someone comes knocking at the door and say, brings a box of chocolates. I can also take those chocolates, and my das helps from that in that case, because I das mefurish for anything that will come my way, the bracha will work. So that is the cleanest, easiest case. But we have no shilas, as long as you're das, and that's really the best thing to do always. You make a bracha, intend that this should cover all things that are shahakal. The other extreme is when you have negative kavona, meaning like this. Let's say a person's on a diet, and he's very, very strict diet, and he knows he's only allowed one rogalukh a day. He's got a box of rogalukh in front of him. And he thinks, hey, I'm making mezonos, I'm only eating one rogluch. I will not eat more. And he eats one rogluch, and then his yetzer hara starts knocking at him. But he's got a rule, he doesn't eat more than one rogluch. Finally, he gives in. That will need a new broch. Because he has decided he does not eat more. He's now mechadish, he's going to eat more. Or, let's say, he got to a point where he said, you know what, I'm not eating more, I'm full, I'm not planning to eat anything more. And then he decides to eat more, then you need to eat. And so then you need to make a new bracha in that case. Okay? So those are the two easier cases. Das mefurish, for whatever comes my way, that will work. And then you have das where I'm not eating anymore, either because let's say I'm on a diet, or because, you know, I'm full, then you're going to have to make a new bracha in that case. Now, let's add one case when it comes to the first category. We say when you have das mefurish. Let's say you go to eat at someone's house. We're not talking about you have a meal with bread, and you don't know what they're going to bring out to you. Yeah, you don't know what's going to come next. You don't know if it's going to be dessert. You don't know if there'll be what's going to be in the main course. And you sat down, you made the broccoli on the chicken, and then they brought out a different meat. Does that need a new bracha? So it's brought halacha that there's something called, from the Rosh Hashanah, Ataka de Balabais, Kosam Chinon, which means that I'm relying on the Balabais, and I don't know what he's going to bring out. I'm completely dependent on whatever the Balabais brings out. I don't know what he's going to bring for the meal, and therefore that's considered like Das Mefurish. In that case, so I was sitting by the table, and he brought a new thing which I wasn't expecting. That is called Das Mefurish, and therefore it's going to help you. Even in that case, you won't need to make a new bracha in that case. Now, let's move that to the case of Minastam, which is most of our Achilles probably, Minastam. You don't have a Mefurish Das to yes eat, you don't have a Mefurish Das to not eat anymore. So, there's going to be four categories within this, or four examples. If you have on your table, let's say you have in front of you on the table, let's say you're eating chicken, and then you've got, I don't know, And it's just two pears, easy. Pears, you have an orange in front of you, and you have an apple in front of you. You make a bracha on the apple. You didn't have mefurish das, you're going to eat the other pre. But because it's munach lefonov, since it's in front of you, anything which is muchen, prepared for your achila, the bracha is going to work on. Yeah? That's got a din of stam das. If, let's say, it's on the sideboard, yeah, or it's in the fridge, and you're sitting at a table, that is not considered lefonov. Lefonov means it's all munach on the table in front of you. Then when you make your bracha, your prior eitz, it's going to work on anything which is in front of you. However, if you're now bringing out something from the fridge, then that's going to need your bracha. So, to go back to what we said at the beginning, you took a rogloch. You didn't think about what you're going to eat afterwards. And then you decide, you know what, I'm still hungry. I'm going to take a biscuit. That will require a new bracha. Yeah? So you have to make two brachas in that case. Yeah? Again, so it's not munach. If it's munach in front of you, you won't need a new bracha. But if it's not munach in front of you, it will require a new bracha in that case. Another case of stam das. If a person has a certain hanhoga that he's rogel always to eat this with that. For example, let's say he always with his coffee in the morning, he always has a chocolate. With his coffee, always comes a chocolate. So even after you finish, you make a shaka on your coffee, you always have a chocolate. In that case, that's also considered stam das, and therefore the birchas shaka will also work on the chocolate in that case. Yeah. So far we discussed two cases of stam. First of all, munach on the table in front of you. Next, you've got something which you're rogel bakach. Rogel bakach. If you're rogel bakach, won't be requiring your bracha. Next, if you have a case where it's the hemshich of your achila, meredes. In Hilchos Shechita, in the Torah, it brings the following case. You have a shoychet, and he makes a bracha every time. When you do a shechita, you have to make a bracha. So you make a bracha. If he did a shechita, then they brought afterwards, he didn't intend to do more shechitas, they brought afterwards another, let's say, cow, another chicken, that will require a new bracha. If, however, says the Baal Eter, he was originally shechting one min, let's say he was shechting birds, and then they brought more birds in front of him, the same min, that won't require a new bracha. The reason being is that this guy is now currently, this shoychit currently is involved in shechting chickens. When he brings another one, he's still osuk, he's still involved in shechting chickens, and therefore that will not require a new bracha according to the Baal Eter. The achuk. That's one case. There's another case. After that, the smak says the following. He has minim in front of him. He has different types of things that he's shechting. Ophirs, behemoths. And before he has finished, before he's finished shechting these behemoths, they bring more behemoths. In that case, it will also not require a new bracha. Yeah, so two cases. You make a bracha, you finish doing, we're going to say it's also in the Geir to Achila. So let's say you make a bracha on Roglach, you finish this Roglach, then they bring more Roglach in, you will not require a new bracha. Another case, right, we're going to be magged this a bit, we're going to add a few protim. Another case where I had different foodstuffs in front of me, I was eating from them, and then they brought me more foodstuffs. But whilst I'm still eating these things, you will not need to make a new bracha in that case. Now, there's a chiluk between these two cases, very important chiluk. I take we'll use the roglach again. I start with roglach. I had two roglach, I made the mezonos, I didn't have das mefurash. Finished those roglach, and then they brought in front of me more roglach. So, unless he decides I'm not eating anymore, so the mezonos works, doesn't need to make any bracha. If, however, they bring me a different type, though it's the same bracha, a different min, yeah, a different type, in that case, for example, they would bring me biscuits. If I'm finished eating the roglach, you need to make any bracha. So I'm sitting at home, I have roglach, then I decide I'm going to take more things, That will require a new bracha. Yeah, that will require a new bracha. If, however, I'm still osik in achila, I'm still osik in achila, I'm eating the rock, I still have the rock in front of me, then you bring me something which is a similar thing, which is a similar min, not mamash the same min, but a similar thing, then I will not need a new bracha. For example, I start a rogalach, I start a rogalach in front of me. In that case, when they bring biscuits in front of me, which is a similar min, not the same, since I'm still osuk in the achila, I don't need to make a new bracha. But if they had to bring me something which is completely different min. For example, let's say they brought me rice, yeah? Very different thing. The way they explain different min means to say, for example, that it's completely different matara. Rogalich is there for sinning. Right, rogalich is there for mini batika. Therefore, it's a sweet thing. And then you bring rice, which is more of a staple part of the meal. So in that case, even if I'm still eating the rogalich, I will need to make a new bracha. So again, we're saying two cases. I start off eating something. I make a mezonos on rogalich. And then I finish that. If they bring from that exact same min, now it could be, there's no difference between chocolate rogalich or vanilla rogalich, that's all the same. Then the bracha is going to carry on working. If, however, I brought something else, for example, biscuit, it will not be good. If I'm still within my achila, I'm still eating the rogalich, then even if you bring something of a similar min, doesn't have to be mamash the same, as long as it's a similar min, it doesn't have a completely different matara. So if you bring me biscuits whilst I'm still eating rogalich, it will not need a new mezonos in that case. Now, one more.
Same with drink.
Same with drink, yeah.
And then the shakel.
Yeah, let's do, very good. Really, let's do a drink. Let's say make a shakel on a coffee. And then I finish that coffee. If you bring me a Coke, yeah, it's no good because I finished my coffee. If I'm still having my coffee and you bring me a Coke, I don't need a new shakel. If, however, I'm drinking my coffee and you bring me a sweet, completely different thing, it will require a new bracha in that case. Now, let's discuss one more. So again, we've done three so far. Now, fourth case of stam, where your kuveya atzmo l'achil is peris. You set up, I'm eating peris now. Or a similar case, I'm sitting down to eat supper now. In that case, all food which is normal to come as part of your meal will not require a new bracha. I made the shakel, all normal things will not require a new bracha. If, however, I brought dessert, which lav davka is a regular thing to have, then that taka would require a new bracha. So you're sitting down, you're having a regular meal, then you bring dessert, that will taka require a new bracha, unless your mamash rogel, you always have dessert, that's on Shabbos, so it's rogel, but if it's during the week, that will require a new bracha in that case. Now, so again, those are the three cases, yeah? We started off, if you have das mefurish, whatever they bring you, this bracha, I'm making a prior eight, whatever they bring me, this prior eight should work for that. Whatever they bring, wherever it comes from, even if it comes from outside, then das mefurish helps you. If I have intention, I think in my head, I'm not eating anymore, or for sure I don't eat anymore because I'm on a diet, then you're going to need a bracha if you were to change your mind. That's called nimlach, needs a new bracha. Case of stam, so you have four cases. The fonov, it's in front of you, won't require a new bracha. The next case was, it's rogel bekach, it's normal for you. Then, for example, we said you always eat the chocolate with the coffee, that's also called stam. Next, if you're still eating the food, as long as it's a similar min, if you finish eating food, it has to be the same min. And the fourth was, you kuvei atzmo l'achilas peris, you set up to eat peris. In that case, it will not require a new bracha, unless it's something which is mechudesh, for example, dessert, then it would require a new bracha. Again, we're not talking about in the context of a bread meal. Now, let's add a very important halacha. I think this will be very surprising for the olam. You have in front of you two peris. Let's make it. I'll make a moment. Okay. Let's say you have in front of you on your table. You have rice on your plate, and you also have, which is not one of the heminim, but it's mazonis. You also have a dish on the plate, not on your plate, but on the table. You have noodles made from chitta, from wheat. In that case, what did we say previously? You have two minim, the same brocha, the fonov, one brocha works for everything, right? So, before what I'm about to say, I would assume, I'm making mazonis on the rice. Does that work for my noodles, my wheat noodles? For sure, it's lefonov. However, the Rajbo, which is brought by the Rambam, says the following. If you have two minim in front of you, and you make a brocha on one, the din is you really should be making the brocha on the more choshev thing, to pater the inner choshev. What?
Providing you want
the both. For sure, yeah, yeah. If you want. If, however, you went ahead and made the bracha or einu choshev for the and memele pata einu choshev. For example, our case, rice, which is not one of the heminim, yeah, not one of the five grains. You made a bracha mazonis on the rice, and in order to pata the wheat noodles, the chitta. In that case, says the Rashba, if you're not mechav mefurish, it doesn't work. Yeah. It doesn't work there, Gerora, there's Loshen. It only works if you have Das Mefurish. So therefore, says Ramon. Okay. You have 2 minutes. You're meant to be Baruch on the Mokhoshev. In my Baruch Hashov is Yotze. For example, let's say Zayas and Esrog, which was the Mokhoshev. Zayas, let's just put aside Chovev for a second. So you've got Zayas and Shivas Aminim, and Esrog neither is Chovev. You should make a bracha on the Shivas Aminim. If you made the bracha on the Esrog, now, if it was in front of you, and you intended to also eat the Zayas, yeah, Das Mefurish, then it works. You did the wrong thing, but it works. If, however, you didn't have Das Mefurish, it was in front of you, you had the Zayas and Esrog, you made the bracha on the Esrog incorrectly, it will not work on the Zayas. When you go and eat the Zayas, you need to make a new bracha. Read inside, so you don't think I'm making up. In my bracha shavu yotz ve'in solas devar azesh shelekedem uvovad she uvovad she data gam kem olo berchose. As long as you had das on it originally, explains the Mishnah Berurah. Sif kolten on the base. Alfilo yishem lefon beshas bracha. Even you have both these minim in front of you, beshas the bracha. Beino she skavlen beferish lefotzroy. We need that you have intention initially mefurish to patur it. The enu bedin shiyut mishnah nechoshev as a choshev de grola de elakavon. Because it's not right that you should pala in a choshev, but the dover choshev there grow rather with kavon. So, as opposed to if you make a bracha on the choshev, and the other one is in front of you, so it will work because it's the choshev one. So, let's come to our case. You have rice on your plate. You make a bracha mazonis on that. You have noodles on lefonov. It will not help. When you come to eat the noodles, you need the wheat noodles, you need to make a new bracha on that, in that case. Yeah?
The stuff.
Bistam.
But if he was mechaven,
then you don't need to make. Yeah. Okay. So that is one tonight within the world of stam. Stam das will not help you if you make a brocha on the einu choshev to part of the choshev. Yeah. So it's true. Let's say I have something high in the pecking order and shows aminim. I make a brocha if I make a brocha something which is number 7 the moshul, then min astam it will not work on something higher in the list. Similarly, in the five grains, if I make a bracha on soirin, barley, it will not help min astam on something which is higher in the list. And these things, mamish, could be negir very, very often. Make a bracha on, rice, and then you decide I'm going to have something else. Even if it's lefonov, you need to make a new bracha in that case. Let's add another caveat in the world of stam. If you had das mefurish, even if your neighbor knocks on the door, you made a shakel on a coffee. Your neighbor knocks on the door of Shabbos and gives you a box of chocolates. So, if you had das mefurish, then your shakel worked on those chocolates. Again, assume you didn't go outside at the time. Yeah, we're not talking about shinimokim, that's a different shir. If you went outside to get the chocolates, then you're in trouble. And if you went back to drink your coffee, pashas, you're going to need a new bracha. But you stayed inside, then in that case, your shakel will work in that case. If you have We said also, if you have if you have stamdas, however, stamdas will not help in that case. If it comes from which is not some where you'd expect it came from, someone knocks on your door and gives you something. Well, let's say, I don't know, you're sitting on a bus and someone gave you something. Yeah, you're sitting next to your friend on the bus or the coach, and they give you something. You weren't expecting it. It's very surprising. You didn't expect it to come. In that case, stam das won't help, only das mafurish in that case.
If you'd spoken to your neighbour and you knew that the chocolates were coming,
oh,
even though they weren't in the house when you made the brocha.
That's because and you intentionally were going to eat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's called das
mafurish. That's
cool. You didn't need that. That's any better. Yeah, you knew they were coming and you had das mafurish, yeah.
Yeah, that would help.
Yeah, das mafurish helps you even when they come from next door. Because you're saying, my intention is, this shakel should work for anything that comes my way. Anything that comes my way. Okay, to summarize, we'll finish off with interesting shaila, if you have time. To summarize, we said like this, we know for sure when you start off the day, you can't make a shakel and that covers everything. You can't make a mezuzah and it covers everything. There's a gedder to it. Now, what is the gedder? So, we said the following. If you have das on, you make a brocha, we have three categories. You make a brocha, you have das, this should cover anything that comes my way. Kol zman that I'm still intending to eat, I haven't decided I'm not eating anymore, I'm finished eating. And this include, we're not talking about the sugya, you left the mokum and things like that. So, kol zman that goes on, then this brocha will work. Das mefurish, and that, the Ramah says, the best thing you should do, because it gets out of wushai. So make a shakel on the coffee, whatever comes my way, shakel, bishas, the brocha, I think whatever comes my way, that should help for anything that comes away, then that will work in that case. The other extreme is, I say I'm not eating anymore, or I have a diet, I'm not eating anymore, then that's it. Your shahakal is limited just the first min, or whatever min you're eating, and your broch doesn't go further, you want to eat more, now you're mechuyev to make a new broch. Then we have the middle case, stam, which we saw four categories, which we said, first of all, the fun of, that will help you if things are in front of you, because pashas is you can eat from it. If it's something which you're rogobakak, you always have this min. For example, you always have chocolate or coffee, then also you won't need to make any brocha. And then we said, chiluk, in these following cases, if it's mamash the same min, if you start eating, let's say you had some rogluch, and then you finished those, and then you brought more rogluch, will not rokan your brocha. If it's a slightly different min, but somewhat similar, for example, a biscuit, as long as you're still eating the rogluch, you won't need to make any brocha. If you finish eating the rogluch, you will need to make a new brocha on the biscuits you bring. And then finally, we say you set up to eat a meal, and anything which is normal to come as part of the meal, you won't need to make a new brocha in that case. I'll finish off with interesting shai, which negates these halachas. We know that when you make a brocha, you need to have the food in front of you, as we mentioned at the beginning, from Yushalmi. Now, this case actually happened to me, yeah, and I thought it was very clever, and I had the whole cheshbon. I'll pin the Mishabura why it should be okay. You'll see the case in a second. I thought it was a gross azach, and I realized I actually had seen the sefer like 3 years earlier. It wasn't all my cheshbon. But I'll see in a second, yeah? I was quite excited, and I realized it wasn't so good. Yeah. Now, standing by Hadlokas nearest, I put the wicks in. Standing with my family, make all the brochas, chocolate, and as I finish the brocha, my son points out, there's no oil here. Yeah? Chanukah. Same, I won't be anything. I made the brocha, there was no oil, it was just wicks. I paired the wicks very carefully, diligently, but there was no oil. Do I need to make a new brocha? Or can I run and go get the oil, which is there? We said at the beginning, if you make a brocha stam, make a mezonos, and there's no food here, and then I bring you something, let's say the rogluch, then you need to make a new brocha. Over here, I made the brocha, there was no oil here. Do I need to make a new brocha in that case? You're shaking no. Yeah. So, what? What?
By the vote of any doubter is such that you didn't have in mind to eat that they brought it, so therefore the first das doesn't cover it. And in Erz Chanukah it's clear that your das is there to cover the Hadlukas Hanayros. It's just that you brought something missing there in order to be able to fulfill that practically. Memailah, the bruch is chalom anyway.
Good. So, I'm not sure I'm going to say exactly the same as you. When it comes to the foods, I made a brocha, there's no food here, you need a new brocha. Or let's say I held the food, it drops. But the brocha was to be chal on this pre. If, however, I have a case, I made a brocha, and this is what's brought l'aloch by tefillin. I make a brocha on the tefillin. Now I discover the kesher It's no good. I need to tie it. So over there, says the Mishnah Berurah, Simma by Sitzis. I make a brochum, Sitzis, then they discover that the Sitzis is not tied. Then it says in the Shabura, as long as you can tie it, you make the knot in the Kesha, it's fine. Why? Because there, when it comes to the Pri, I made the Brocha, it's Chal on the Pri. The Pri drops, that's it, game over. You need to make a new Brocha. When it comes to the Tefillin, when it comes to the Sitzis, the Brocha is on this Atifa Sitzis. I can't yet have this Atifa Sitzis. So it's somewhat pending, the Chalos for this Brocha is pending. Am I going to be a misatif with this or not? That in as much that I made a bracha on this, and now I'm now osuk, I'm now busy with making sure to tie the knot, making sure to tie the knots of the sitzes or the kesh tefillin. Therefore, in that case, the bracha will work. And therefore, this is what this shai was in Zilbashim, and he brings these two mishaburas, and he says the following. In that case, let's say you discover that there's no psilis, there's no shemen, then when you made the bracha, as long as you go get the shemen and go pour it in, you will not need to make a new bracha in that case.
If you just, now you stop eating, so how long can you?
Yeah.